The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Well, yeah, we do when there is sports, and I guess there's a little bit today. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, and official odds maker of ESPN 97.5. Aaron Raybould is back. Lord Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it if he likes it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can also catch us on the Twitch channel. Just go to ESPN975.com, click on Twitch, or the opposite. If you're on Twitch already watching some gamer, then just type in ESPN975 and you can watch us sit here and talk.
Yeah, super exciting. Fred's going to take his shirt off later.
No, Fred is not. But happy Lame-o. Thursday. I don't see you volunteering to do stuff like this.
No one ever asked to see my boobs.
Well, no one ever asked to see mine either. Hate to break
Aaron,
it to
did you.
You
not, you remember that when that guy said, hey, let's see Fred's boobs more often. That was like one of the, we did a focus group, and that was one of the things that people were saying we need more of.
I thought we said people have to tip for that.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. They've got to give us bits.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we'll need some bits.
I don't know if we ever set a standard price, though, because we need to set a minimum price.
200 bits?
I guess. How much does a bit cost in real money?
Is Josh still here? He knows.
Let me go check.
I think 200 bits is like either $2 or $20.
Well, first off, if you guys are trying to get me to do something, I set the price. And I determine what I get for it, not you.
Fred.
You have nothing to do with it.
I have a lot to do with
it. No, you've got nothing to do with it.
I'm the one who knows how Twitch works.
I don't care about that. I don't care about that. If that's something you want to see, it's going to cost you real American dollars.
Oh, a bit is a penny. So that would be $2.
Yeah, get the hell out of here with that.
Yeah, you can
It'll need to be 2,000 bits.
No, it's going to need to be 2,000 American dollars.
What?
Yes.
That's a lot of bits.
So what? You have to set your price at what you're willing to do it for. So
honestly, if you do that, you should have to have sex with an animal or something.
No, I'm not having sex with an animal. That's illegal.
Or with a hot person.
Or not doing that either. But
if people are going to pay $2,000, they need to get their money's worth.
Well, I mean, I'm just telling you, that's the price. Sorry.
That seems like a ripoff.
Well, that's too bad. A lot of things are a ripoff.
It'd be helpful if we had like some cam girl who could call in and tell us what she makes on average, and then we could tier it.
Josh just posted his boobs on Twitter when he was on vacation. He didn't even charge any bits for them. I feel like he could have gotten some bits for those things, but you know, when he was having a bunch of brews, having some good Louisiana beer, he was feeling it, and he said, "You know what? I'm gonna break out my jugs here on the Twitter."
Well,
regrets it now because he could have gotten bits.
If you want to see these puppies, it's going to cost you some dollars. That's all. Pretty simple. So, what else going on?
I had the company meeting today. Josh and Nick were talking, and Josh was like, "Is AJ here?" And he's like, "I don't know. Last time I walked by his office, he wasn't here." And Josh said, "Well, where the hell is he?" And I was in the damn company meeting is where I was. Company meetings. That's what I do now. But yeah, not a whole lot going on, man. We're it feels like when I got up today, and mind you, it was a day that I got up because my wife and kid weren't home.
Yeah.
My wife and kids. And I was like, it feels like a different kind of day for me. And then I was driving into work and I was like, oh, it's all right. We're halfway through the week. And then I remembered, oh my, it's Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm more than halfway through the week. All right.
For some reason, I thought today was Wednesday.
That's what I thought, too.
I don't know why.
And that's underrated win is when you think, oh, it's only Wednesday, but it's Thursday. You pick up that day. It's almost like daylight savings time, except it's a whole day.
And tomorrow we're actually doing a road show, so that should be fun.
Yep.
You know, those are more like freebies. So, yeah, that's a good thing. But, man, I've been watching that that World War II documentary that I was talking about. Man, that is so good. It's I'm up to Hiroshima now.
Okay. I watched 4 episodes last night of a docuseries, a true crime docuseries called The Innocent Man.
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
Sounds familiar.
About the guys in Oklahoma.
Sounds very familiar.
Ada, Oklahoma, where there were 2 murders that took place, and it looks like, I haven't finished the thing, but it looks like they were just in such a hurry to get the case closed. And that tends to happen in these small ass towns.
It happens in big towns too.
Right. Well, it's just more of a big deal if there was a murder in Houston today, I mean, is it even making the news? Not every murder in Houston makes the news, right?
Yeah, just the ones that happen outside a club in Southwest Houston at 2:30 in the morning. Right. Because that's the go-to for all of our local news stations.
If there's a murder, though, in a town of 1,500 people, and it's a brutal, violent murder, that makes the news. Not only does it make the news, but that's the news for the next foreseeable future. And the cops in these small-ass towns who really all they've got to worry about is like, we all know their salary is basically tied to speeding tickets and meth busts. That's their deal. And probably the meth busts are mostly like U.S. Marshals and stuff like that. Like they may run into a guy who's got some meth on a traffic stop. But if they're like, I doubt they're taking down meth manufacturing businesses, being like the local 1,500 people town in Oklahoma PD. So when a murder or two happens, it's a big deal. And especially if you're like the sheriff who's an elected official. And then, you know, what are we going to do? Reelect this guy? Them 2 gals got murdered. He ain't found nobody yet. And then now the pressure's on the sheriff to say, let's get this murder solved.
Right.
Let's find someone who we found some meth on before, pin it on him. We'll bully him into a phony confession, a phony baloney confession. And then we got our guy. And this is, of course, in the 1980s, and they're not thinking ahead. Well, 35, 40 years from now, they'll exonerate them on DNA, and we'll figure out that we didn't get anybody right. But
who cares?
Because I won't be the sheriff anymore by then, so it's not my problem. That's basically, I think, the gist of how it goes in these small towns.
Yeah. And let's not. I don't mean to sound elitist here, but you're not going to get top of the class AD district attorneys, assistant district attorneys. In places like that.
No. Or police for that matter.
Or police for that matter, yes.
Like, if you're a big-time detective, a murder detective.
You're in L.A. like Bosch.
Yeah, you're not working in Ada, Oklahoma. No offense to Ada, Oklahoma. I've never been. I don't think I've been, but
I've been through there.
It's not, I'll tell you what, this television show doesn't make it seem like a place I'm really missing out on. So.
Yeah, it's Oklahoma. Anything that's got Oklahoma after
Oklahoma
it.
Is like it's in my bottom 5 states. I've already discussed it. And probably my bottom 2.
Well, it's down. It's pretty low for me, and you know Mississippi's pretty low, but at least Mississippi's pretty. It's got some nice areas when you drive through.
You know, now that I think of it, Oklahoma's my worst state. Like if I did it, and I haven't been to every state, but of the states that I've been to, Oklahoma's dead last in the power rankings.
Yeah, I'd have to revisit that, but I can't think of a place that I'm less interested in being at any time. And because even some of these really,
you know what the whole state looks like? The crappy part of Texas.
Yeah. And well, probably that's what it is. But a lot of people say Arkansas, but if you go through the mountains,
Arkansas is right there.
But if you go through the mountains and hot springs, there's some nice areas there. It's old people. Of course.
That's when I drove my Cadillac with the broken drop top. And I had to drive in the wintertime. I drove from Iowa all the way to Louisiana. I drove through Arkansas and I was like, man, Arkansas is way less disgusting than I remember it being.
No,
like, there's some decent parts.
There are. I mean, not many. You don't.
If you drive through on, is it 40 or 20 that runs from like Nashville to Memphis to Little Rock?
I can't remember.
To Oklahoma. Yes. I think it might be, I don't know. Whatever.
But if you get up in those mountains, man, like I said, Hot Springs is freaking awesome. But That's a small area. And like, if you could take Northern Florida as its own state, that would be pretty low too. A bunch of people asked the name of that documentary. It's Greatest Events of World War II in Color. It's on Netflix. It is fantastic if you're a World War II buff. All right. Quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Somebody mentioned New Jersey. Yeah, Jersey's pretty... I don't have much love for Jersey. Oceanport's okay, but...
All I've spent in New Jersey is at the airport, so I don't have much of a...
It may be one of the few beaches that's worse than Galveston. So... and yeah, you know, it's funny, people throwing out a bunch of stuff. Like, almost every state has one place that doesn't suck.
Yeah.
And
but
one area that doesn't suck. But yeah, I've never seen any place in Oklahoma that I like. Oklahoma's just a giant Lubbock.
Yeah, it really is. And that's the problem. Usually your state is a blend of the states around you. Except unfortunately, Oklahoma is like, it touches all the worst parts of Texas. And then the other states it touches just aren't that great.
Does it touch Colorado or is there somebody?
No, New Mexico.
New Mexico, okay.
New Mexico, Kansas.
Kansas is the other one, yeah. Yeah. I always suck at geography to this day. Like, I can look at a map and I can't tell you what half of the, especially in the east where you got all the little ones like Delaware and Rhode Island. Yeah, I flunked that in school, I'm sure. Somebody says either of the Dakotas suck. I've been to North Dakota. It actually... some beautiful areas, just like Utah has some beautiful areas, not the whole state. Like that area, anything up there, like Wyoming, Montana, you're going to find some
dude, I want to go to Montana. I saw a friend on Instagram who just went to Montana. Gorgeous. And then that Yellowstone I watched, and I'm like, oh man, I got to get up there to Montana.
Yeah, I still haven't watched this week. We were starting to watch it last night, and then I was telling the wife about this documentary, and she got into it, so we were watching that instead. But you were talking about the murder thing. Like our new deal is to just like a couple days a week get some escape room type game or some solve a crime type game and do it. And the game that we have for tonight sounds exactly like the murder you're talking about in Ada. It's like they pin it on a drifter.
Yeah.
And you have to figure out the real crime.
Well, which, that's like that.
But to me, it's either always the boyfriend or the ex-boyfriend, but we'll figure it out.
Who's the guy? And I watched a documentary about him too. Henry Lee Lucas.
Yeah,
the guy who, I mean, I think he's a murderer. He killed some people, but like once they had him and they knew that he had killed some people,
over 100 something murders.
They're like, hey man, you want life to be easier for you? Why don't you tell us about the rest of the people you murdered? And at first he's like, what are you talking about? And they're like, well. If you don't know what we're talking about, guess you're going to be out in gin pop and life's going to be hard on you.
He was also mentally handicapped.
Of course.
And they were like, yeah, didn't you murder this guy? And he was like, yeah.
And they're like, well, you want a hamburger then? And he's like, yeah.
Would you like, I think, what is his
drink? Oh, you like pizza? Why don't you tell us about that girl you murdered in Amarillo? And he's like, yep. Murder or good? And they're like, I told you.
How'd you murder her? She's dead, right?
No, yeah, and then they'll turn the camera off and they'll tell him how we remember now, Henry.
They were showing him.
You
pictures.
Remember what you did? And then he's like, "Oh yeah, I did do that."
Yeah, they showed him actual like the case file and be like, "Did you do this?" And he would look at a mangled body and go, "Oh yeah, I did that one."
Dude, small town cop. The best thing they can run across is a mentally handicapped drifter or drug addict. The best thing they can run across
on
they
meth.
They will pin it all on that dude. And they're like, you don't want a lawyer, right? You want pizza or a lawyer? And they're like, oh, pizza sounds great.
Pizza and some meth?
You want some cigarettes or a lawyer? And they're like, oh, man.
Can I get cools?
I need some cigarettes. I haven't had a cigarette. Okay, well, we'll get you cigarettes, man. We're your friends.
You also killed Will McDonald back in 1948, didn't you? Yeah. What year was he born? 1972. Yeah, he killed him.
See, if I ever got caught for murder, I would cop to, like, I'd want to be considered a serial killer. So I would just make up murders.
Well, that's what
so
happened.
You'd confess to the Texas Killing Fields murder.
That's what happened on The Wire. Yeah. Like, they knew that, I can't remember his name. If Lamont's listening, he'll know his name. But the dude in Barksdale's crew in the first season who ends up, he goes to prison, and he's got life without parole on a murder. So he just takes every murder that's on Barksdale's people. He says, I did them all. And, I mean, now everything's clear. And this guy was locked up for good anyway. So what's the harm?
So where do you get those games? Sounds fun. We just order them online. There's a...
The internet.com.
Yeah. Well, I don't know because the wife gets them. But yeah, we did the one we did the other night was just not my kind of game. It's one of those logic things where you have to figure out math and stuff like that.
It was too much like work.
Yeah. I'm just there going, dude, I'm sorry. You're on your own on this one. I contributed one thing in two nights. But the crime-solving stuff, I'm all about that. And I'm telling her, dude, I'm going to dominate this because I watch Law & Order.
Now, is it just the two of you who play?
Yeah, yeah. We don't have anybody else in the house. So, although the daughter's supposed to come stay with me a little bit before she heads off to Penn State, which apparently they are going to have classes in person. So, I got that memo from my Penn State parents newsletter that suddenly started popping up in my email. But, and then, I guess right before we came on, the Big Ten said they're going to cut it down to 10 games. And I was talking to Jake Asman about that outside. He's like, what do you think Notre Dame's going to do if the ACC does something like that? What if every conference does that? What's Notre Dame going to do for a season?
I don't know. I mean, I guess. Here's the thing, though. What I heard is the Big Ten, they're going to hold on to one non-conference game.
Okay. Then they should be fine.
And my guess is also the ACC would probably take care of Notre Dame and work them into their rotation because they're a partner in every other sport.
Yeah, you would think. You would think they would.
If that's the way the landscape fell. But, man, do you really think Notre Dame's not going to play USC this year? If football happens.
Well, but it might not be USC's choice. You start talking about that California government out there.
That's
there's
true.
No telling what those guys are going to do.
Okay, do you really think Notre Dame's not going to play Michigan?
If the conference says you're only playing conference games.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not Michigan. I'm sure Michigan doesn't want that to happen, but it doesn't sound like they're going to have a hell of a lot of choice. So I don't know. I think it would. I'm sure the ACC would take care of them. But if not, you know what I would do? If I'm the American Conference, say, hey, how about you just fill in for UConn for one season? Because we're getting rid of them anyway. And we'll put you on the schedule. Boom, you can be UConn. UConn, you can go off and cancel your football program now.
It's Weebe is the guy that I was thinking of on The Wire who takes the fall for all the murders.
Yeah.
So. And then his son comes into the picture later. I don't know why I couldn't think of his name.
Oh, man. Crystal says the only good thing in Oklahoma is the casinos.
That's not even a good casino.
I haven't been there. I've not been. Believe it or not, I've not been to Choctaw.
I have. It ain't great.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, it's like a giant circus tent. I think they've upgraded since, but when I went, it was just a giant circus tent. You know,
they've got a couple of decent ones in Tulsa.
Who's going all the way to Tulsa,
though? I had
to
go for a wedding.
Mm-mm. Who's getting married in Tulsa?
That's... My brother got married to his wife at her parents' house.
I've told you guys this story before about when my cousin was like, wanted me to be in his wedding. And I was like, well, where is it? Oh, it's in Lubbock. And I was like, oh, I've got to work.
Yeah.
I didn't have to work. I just didn't want to go to Lubbock.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, that's horrible.
You have to make me go to Lubbock.
Yeah.
I mean, there has to be some monetary reason for me to be in Lubbock.
Now, are there cousins that I maybe would have said, okay, I'll go there for you? Yeah. But I wouldn't... not this cousin.
Roberto says, as a Puerto Rican, should I visit Georgia or Two Dangers? Now, Georgia's not bad. It's like, I'm trying to think it's very Florida-like in some ways, but there's some nice areas of Georgia. That's another place that I'm not in any hurry to get back to. Atlanta is kind of like the eastern version of Dallas to me. I mean, it's okay, but you'd have to pay me an awful lot of money to work there or to live there.
Hey, did you see that Michael Cohen's been getting, he's getting sent back to prison? Trump's old lawyer.
I did not see that.
He got out of prison 2 months ago because of COVID-19. And they basically said, okay, you can serve the remainder of your 3-year sentence from home. And he violated the terms of his furloughed prison sentence. So he's back in prison.
Not wise.
Can't the president just pardon him?
I don't think so.
I mean, he can.
Yeah.
Legally. He can pardon anybody. He can pardon Joe Exotic.
That's true.
Somebody asked him that in a press conference. You're going to consider pardoning Joe Exotic? Need to know who it was. So what three said, I never thought I'd say this, but I miss the rain a little bit. This hot, humid weather is getting rough. Today was bad, man, because I tried to go for a run. I got about 5 minutes, and it was so hard to breathe. I'm like, you know what? This ain't happening today. But it's July. Jeez. That said, well, it's June. What do you expect? No, it's freaking July. This Rona thing has me so screwed up. I don't even know what month it is. It feels like every day is the same. And it was just in March we had lives. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Everything in my life, arguing with my dad, and he said it ain't Christ-like. Man.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And I heard you and Josh talking about this a little bit, about why 10 games. And 936 says, the article saying the 10-game all-conference schedule will allow the Big Ten to control COVID testing for all teams involved in the conference, rather than relying on an underfunded FCS school to be able to test their teams appropriately. So that's why the 10 games. That makes a lot of sense,
yeah,
to just play it all in conference. This kind of occurred to me, and I need one of our doctor friends out there, somebody who's fairly high up in the medical profession, to answer this, and not 936 guy who thinks he's a doctor, but like our real doctors, because I know a bunch of them listen. Do we have enough testing for them to be doing this? For all these sports to be doing this on this level, like guys are getting tested three times a week.
I don't think there's a shortage of tests now.
Okay.
I think now if you want to get tested, you can, especially if you have money.
Well, that's obvious, but I mean, is there enough for rank and file people who don't have money?
Oh, that's not their problem.
Well,
you think the Big Ten's worried about that? They've got money. Let the
yeah, I know, but I'm just
the MAC worry about. Let the Big Sky Conference worry about how they're going to pay for testing. That's not Ohio State's
but I'm not
problem.
Talking about Big Sky. I'm talking about average person. Is there enough testing for average people that these sports teams can be testing all their guys and all their people three, 4 times a week?
That's the problem when it became when testing became a business, like when Jared Kushner was behind the company that started doing these tests, it became basically for sale. So now it's, if you own a big company or you need a bunch of tests and you've got money, yeah, you've got them. That's just the way it works.
Yeah, okay. I'm just curious.
Cause it's like toilet paper on the shelf now.
Yeah.
If you're the first to it and you can buy up a whole bunch, you do it. It's like toilet paper without like a limit to per person sign.
Right, okay.
So it's like toilet paper the first week of pandemic, not week 3 of pandemic.
214 says, my shop has no AC and half the technicians have COVID. Is it too much to ask to just shut it down for 2 more weeks?
Oof.
Oof.
I don't think I'd want to be there.
Yeah. So,
half the people have COVID and they're still coming to work?
Yeah.
The hell kind of shop? Or do you work at a sweatshop? Do you need us to call somebody?
I'm sure if there's no AC, then it is a sweatshop.
Are you making Nikes?
Are you of age?
Yeah.
Somebody says, real doctor, plenty of tests, very expensive. The tests,
yeah,
but possible false negatives
too. If you're rich, you ain't worried about that.
I know, but you know what? I hate to break it to you. Not everybody's rich.
No, but that's, you know whose problem that isn't? Rich people's.
Yeah, well, they don't care about the rank and file. The Beer Man Greg questioned if they do just conference play only, will they have to increase the number of teams for the playoffs? I don't think so. It would kind of suck because you would lose those early high profile games that we get to see.
Well, yeah, Ohio State Oregon was supposed to happen this year. LSU Texas,
yeah.
Michigan Washington supposed to happen. So there are some big games. That would be a bummer.
Houston and Washington State. Yeah, big one. But
ooh, Battle of the Cougs?
Yeah, well, ooh, remember
Cougar
they played
Cougar crime?
Remember they played them last year here.
Yeah.
And but no, I think it might be
much less interesting without Mike Leach, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. I think, I don't know how to put this, but if they, might be their sneaky chance to expand the playoffs because there's a lot of push for that. And then maybe they just say, hey, this is how we're going to do it, 8 teams for 1 year. And then if it's a big success, it's not going away. I could see them doing something like that, but you still should be able to get 4 teams. And your SEC champ, Clemson, Big Ten champ, one of the team.
Yeah.
That's probably what you're going to get. Probably Oklahoma again. Although, I wonder if the committee's getting a little tired of Oklahoma. It's like, yeah, they belong. We should put them in. Yeah, but they're going to lose the first round. So what do you think of the mayor of Houston shutting down the Republican convention here? Did you see that story?
I did see that, and I guess they had like a built-in clause that allowed them to do it. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, although,
but here's the problem: what big city can hold a convention like that right now?
Well, they really shouldn't be doing it.
No,
but
you've got to put yourself in the mayor's shoes, and I want to start off by saying I think the mayor's been a knucklehead this whole time.
Yeah.
And are you copying my notes?
No, I was just looking to see when my live read was. So
you know, you have your own sheet right there behind your
laptop. Well, I didn't know where it was. Gotcha. So never mind.
But I think Mayor Turner's been a knucklehead this whole time. But I also think that in this instance, he realizes, dude, your city, not just your state, your city is all over the national news. Houston is widely considered now the hotbed of coronavirus in the U.S. Do you really, you've already had the big George Floyd thing. You got a bunch of heat for that. Do you want to have some other big event here like that? I would say no.
Well, let me turn this around a little bit.
And also, do you think that, how many people do you think we're going to attend that thing?
Oh, I don't know how many delegates I have.
I mean, probably hundreds.
Yeah,
maybe 1,000.
I don't know.
Do you think that how many of those people do you think would have been willing to wear a mask all day?
Well, and this brings me to my point, which if you had a group of people you wanted to die, wouldn't a bunch of old white people be okay?
Well, they're the ones who said they're for it. Dan Patrick said he's willing.
So,
but that's only for the economy.
Well, that's all right. The economy in Houston will do great. So I'm just saying, if you want to kill somebody off and you know, you want to pick and choose, here's a good start. Old white people. So 6,000 people is what it was supposed to be. But yeah, I here's the one thing that I'm not a fan of Sylvester Turner. I think I've made that clear. But his whole thing where he just refuses to acknowledge that having 60,000 protesters downtown had anything to do with it. But, oh, we're going to shut this down. Just okay, you know, that's the kind of a political process that's sort of important. You're going to shut down the polls in November too? I don't know. I'm at the point where any decision this guy makes, my first thought is I don't care what this idiot's doing. I hate him.
Well, I mean, the way to look at it is, do you think he would do it if it were the Democratic National Convention?
That I don't know. I like to hope he would have.
I do too. I'm about 60% sure that he probably would, but there's also that 40% in my brain that goes.
That's the thing about politicians. That's why you can't trust them. Like I think to myself, oh, he made a sensible move here. But yeah, if it was the Democratic convention, would he have done it? And I don't know. Yeah. I don't trust him to do the right thing all the time, certainly. Like I said, I think he's handled this whole thing poorly. So it wouldn't shock me if he was like, oh, Democrats are coming. Yeah, let's have it. Which is that would be the dumbest thing.
Pat in the 409 says, funny thing is none of the big-time Republican politicians are showing up in person, including Patrick and Abbott.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, I'm
telling
you now.
Do video conferencing.
Hey, are you guys seeing what I'm seeing now? That Governor Abbott, I think, I don't know what's happened in the last 2 months. I don't know if like it's the pressure from the outside or if something has happened in his life or like someone caught it up like close to him. I think that dude is afraid now. Not afraid of like what people think. He's afraid of coronavirus. Like something clicked with him that's like, dude, this is nothing to play with anymore. I'm done messing around. Dan Patrick, I'm pretty sure, still doesn't care. I think he still doesn't believe it exists. And, you know, he probably thinks if you sacrifice some gay people, maybe, you know, it'll all be washed away. I don't know what he thinks. Some lunacy. But I do feel like the governor is, like, starting to take it seriously, which is a good sign, I think. Now, I still am curious to see what happens in Austin, because they hit that level where they're supposed to like shut everything down, and I haven't seen it yet. So,
well, I said all along I thought he handled a lot of this very well, and I was saying, man, it'd be nice if he'd say, you know, just go ahead and wear your mask. He did that. Something had to happen, right? Like somebody in his family got the Rona really bad.
Yeah, I think it has to be something in his inner circle.
That's what it seems like. It seems like he had some kind of a wake-up call.
Because suddenly it's not about politics anymore. It's about, hey, let's use some common sense.
Yep.
And so I don't care how you got there. I'm glad you did. So I'll take it. And just to clarify, it wasn't the national convention. It was the state convention.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because if it were the national convention, you get a lot more than 6,000 people.
Yeah.
So... Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Says, with Big Ten canceling out of conference, does that mean they will not allow a team to go to a playoff? I have not seen the story, but I can't imagine they would do that, because I'm sure anybody who's in the playoffs is, they're probably going to be big-time programs. So, all right. Let's take a call first, because I'm hoping you'll call in. This is other Fred. What's up, Fred?
Hey, how you doing? Loving the show. About the college football season, if they do if all the conference do a just a conference play and they take each championship, do you think they can do a playoff like that just for this 1 year and that allow one of the, I guess, little five teams in also?
No, I don't think they'll change that. I mean,
I think the only way they change it is if they decide, hey, for this 1 year, we're going to expand it. And I would not be shocked if they did it and said, okay, here's your five conference champions, your best of the little dudes, and then two at-larges from the Power Fives. And that would be your eight. I would not be shocked if they did that, to just because there's a bunch of people that want that to happen already. And now they can use the Rona as an excuse to do it, because we're not going to be able to gauge it as much when these teams don't get to play. And, you know, just they'll try it 1 year. It'll make a bunch of money, and then it'll be permanent. That's my prediction. I'm going with that. I feel pretty good about that prediction. But, yeah, I don't think they're going to – it wouldn't really change anything otherwise. I still think they'd make – you know, they'd look at who's beaten who. And when it's all said and done, it's Clemson, it's the SEC champ, it's Ohio State. Probably, or Michigan, one of those two, or Penn State or Wisconsin, and then probably Oklahoma again. That's probably what's going to happen. So, but expanding it to eight in 1 year would make a lot of sense. So has the state said anything at all if high schools are going to be playing football this fall? I don't know. I have not seen anything in particular. I know the UIL has plans. The problem with all this, everybody has plans. But look how fast things change with this.
Yep.
And, hey, right now it looks like baseball is actually going to play. But, you know, what happens if one team – what if all the Astros got the Rona? Or 10 of the Astros? You want to be out there with Miles Straw as your best player?
Yeah.
I don't think that's in anybody's best interest. And Admiral Pendragon says, UIL says we continue as planned at the moment. And that's – and that's what you should do. At this stage, you know, it's pointless to start pushing things back until you know for sure, because this thing changes so fast. It's like I see NFL players bitching about, oh, well, they don't have plans in place for COVID testing and all this stuff. It's like, dude, you don't have to have them yet. When it gets closer, then you can have all your plans. I think people just want to complain about everything now. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I got to tell you about my man, Lawyer Dave. I was kind of stalling because I was hoping he'd call in, but that's all right. I'll tell you what he's doing. He's probably out there winning cases for blitzers because that's what Lawyer Dave does. And if you've been in an accident, and guess what? I know we're not at full capacity on the freeways right now, but we still have idiot drivers, and there's still accidents all over the place. And if it happens to you, Lawyer Dave will take care of you. If you have a bad hospital experience, if they misdiagnose you, Lawyer Dave can take care of you. Practices everywhere in Texas. He doesn't charge at all for his consultations. So if you've got any legal question, you can give him a call. Just talk to him. He'll tell you, hey, I don't handle that, but here's somebody who does. Or you know what? You don't have a case. He'll tell you exactly what you need to do. And if he does take your case, guess what? It doesn't cost you a dime out of your pocket. He doesn't get paid until you win. That's it. And if you need medical attention, they're going to Uber you to a place to get you medical attention. You can't afford it. That doesn't matter. He doesn't get a dime until you win. Based right here in Houston, give him a call, 713-626-8900, or on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law, or go to LawyerDave.com, or just hit me up, and I will get you all that information. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And Aaron just sent me this story. The superintendent of Dallas schools says he doubts there will be high school football this fall.
I told you. I doubt it, too.
Well, all right, if college is going to move to the spring, which we don't know if they're going to do that yet, but if they do, why couldn't high school football move to the spring? Now, I know some kids play more than one sport, but
yeah,
and that kind of sucks, but...
You know who would hate that? Track coaches.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, and a lot of basketball coaches, yeah. Too. Cause
but, mostly track coaches, because most kids on football teams also run track. A lot, like, when I was a kid, it was basically required.
Yeah. What if the Astros make it to the World Series and the opposing team gets the Rona? They win the World Series by default, right? Yes, and then you guys can put that A word on them if you want. But I mean, no, that could happen in any part, like this NBA thing they're doing. What if the Lakers get it right in the first round of the playoffs and can't play? You get a little forfeit, and the Spurs somehow get to the finals because of it.
Yeah.
I mean, something like that could definitely happen. And... You know, it's just, we don't know. And, you know, I keep waiting for it to slow down around here, but no, new high for deaths today again. And 9,782 new cases. So, I don't know, man. Don't know what to tell you. I'm ready for this damn thing to end.
You're over Corona.
Yeah, I am. I've been over Corona for a while. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of hearing how many cases we have each day and, oh, it's going up, it's going up. I'm sick of, you know, all these stories that scare the living hell out of you. And then in the last paragraph, they tell you the one positive. So, you know what? Maybe give me something a little better than that. By the way, we will be at Over Under Sports Bar tomorrow from 11 to 7. And requesting everyone practice social distancing. We're going to be smart about this. But $3 domestics all day. They got 20 beers on draft, 30 cans and bottles, 24 TVs. There are going to be some ex-NFL players showing up throughout the day. It's at 1416 FM 528 across from the Emmons Autoplex. And Yeah, and maybe just come pick something up and take it to go, wave and say hello. And who knows when we're going to get out again. So I'm looking forward to seeing some of our old friends. Slappy says a college football format should start off as a big-ass College World Series. If you lose two, season over. It's kind of what it is for the playoffs. But what happens if you only got three teams in?
Yeah, I mean, I guess somebody's got to buy, right?
Yeah, I suppose. Somebody said football in spring for high school. I'm assuming no five stars would early enroll in college. I don't know. That probably not. That's one of the things that would get lost in it, I guess. But, you know, that's just having to adjust. And maybe some guy would. Maybe he'd skip a senior year of high school so it could. Well, but there wouldn't be spring football if college football does that. So why would you enroll early? Because that's why they do it, right, is to go through the spring camp. Man, this is just too weird. Everything's so weird right now. Did you see the story? It's on Barstool. Where apparently there was a massive party. They do a big gay party at Fire Island Pines in New York every year.
And, why is it a big gay party?
Well, it's a gay party.
Straight people can't go?
Well, I'm sure they can, but it's not. It's for, okay. It's for...
But I could go if I wanted to as a straight guy and just hang out, have some beers.
Or you know, make new friends.
Yeah,
you
know? Big deal.
Or, you know, have sex with them. I don't know.
No, but I could.
Apparently, I mean, and the pictures are...
I'm just saying they don't discriminate.
There's some of the pictures that shows you just how crowded it was. Well, I'm against
big gay parties, big straight parties.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what
big black parties, big white parties. I'm against
that's
all.
Racist.
No, I'm against all big parties right now.
Well, not only that, but this one guy knew he had the Rona, and went anyway and posted a video talking about, yeah, I got the Rona, and look at me, I'm partying at Fire Island with all these people.
Hey, man, that dude. That's, people are the worst.
I know. But he later issued an apology, but who cares? I mean, you're a turd.
That's like, oh yeah, I went to an orgy knowing that I had AIDS. Sorry. Well, that's a little late.
Yeah.
Maybe not AIDS. Well, I guess it could be AIDS if it's deadly. Like, well, and coronavirus can kill people.
But it's more like going to one when you have, say,
genital warts,
or diarrhea.
Or... What's an STD that you could die from, but it's not guaranteed? Like syphilis. You could die from syphilis, right? If it's untreated or something.
Yeah, Capone
did. Al Capone did, yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. It's like going to an orgy with syphilis and not telling anybody and then apologizing after.
Robert says you should be arrested if you knowingly spread a disease.
I think so, too.
I do, too.
It's just like the people who are going up and coughing on people on purpose, I think they should be arrested. I don't have a problem with that.
I also think if you end up punching them in the face when they cough on you, you shouldn't face any charges.
I agree. Yeah, if somebody coughs on you, I think you should be allowed to take a baseball bat to them and go full Capone.
Oh, well, that reminds me. Did you see Platinum Mike Perry, who is a UFC fighter? Someone got too close to him at a restaurant in Florida, and he did not take kindly to it. And he started flipping out, and everybody was trying to calm him down, but he wasn't having it. And he said, "You touched me, bro. I mean, I would play the audio, but there's no way we could bleep all the."
No, I tried. It was also at Lubbock.
Oh, that's was it in Lubbock?
Yeah, he was in Texas.
What was he doing in Texas? Well,
Lubbock doesn't count. Really.
Mike Perry, and this is like, it's there's several disturbing things that happened in this video. One is when an old man, like an actual old person, tried to like calm him down by putting his hand on him. He knocked that old man out, dropped him. Then he started throwing the N-word around, which he's said in the past in his hood he's allowed to use the N-word. I mean. That's a bold strategy for a white guy, is saying in my hood I'm allowed to use that word. And then especially when you go to a different hood like Lubbock. Now Lubbock may be a safer hood to use it because how many black guys are really in Lubbock? But not that many. But it's still, now it's on video, you being a white guy throwing around the N-word is all over the internet. Then after that, his girlfriend says, you're out of control right now. It's a pretty sensible thing. And if you remember, Mike Perry's girlfriend just cornered him in a fight. He's the same guy who didn't want to pay his corner, so he had his girlfriend take charge of this. And he was in the post fight, he was talking about how great she is, and well, now she's saying, you're out of control right now, Mike. You need to calm down. And then he goes into, you ain't on my side, bitch. Get the bleep out of here. You ain't on my side. It's a really wide, I mean, it's about a minute and a half video clip, isn't it? Is that about right?
Yeah.
And it's just loaded with calamity, really. I mean, it's basically this guy flushing his UFC career down the toilet. Because this isn't, unfortunately for Mike Perry, he's not John Jones. Like, John Jones is good enough that he can get high on cocaine and have 10 beers, run over a pregnant lady and leave the scene of the crime. And then run back to get some cash out of his car and then run again and then do steroids. And they'll still be like, all right, John, you're still the best. Come on back, bud. This is a guy who he's a good fighter. He ain't John Jones. And this is going to be a bad look, particularly in a time of racial sensitivity. I don't feel like there's ever really been a time in our history where it's been cool for professionally trained fighters to punch old people in the face. But I feel like 2020 is probably not the time where it starts. Like, where it's like, oh yeah, it's all right. It was just a professionally trained, you know, violence master punching an old person in the face. I don't think that's going to go over well. And it's also not great to, call your girlfriend a bitch and tell her to get the F out of here if she ain't riding with you. And it's not great to use the N-word as a white person, really, ever. But particularly now, it's more frowned upon in 2020 than ever before. Mike Perry doesn't seem to care. My guess is Mike Perry probably going to sign a big deal with the UFC now. That may be the end of his road.
Well, I agree with you on everything except somebody putting their hands on you. In this situation, if he wants to clock an old man who does that, it's old man's fault.
No,
I mean, seriously, if I go and talk bleep to somebody and put my hands on him, I expect to get knocked the bleep out as an old man.
DOC is saying you don't discriminate; you just offer up sacrifices by a gay. My joke about Dan Patrick, and you remember when he posted after the gay Florida nightclub. Posted a Bible verse, and then he had to delete it, of course.
Right.
About basically kind of saying, well, they kind of got it because they were gay. And now he's like, you've gone too far. Sacrifice a gay. Your shock jock manly child has gone too far. And then he tags you and David Gao. And now he's doing, you don't discriminate. You just offer up sacrifices by a gay. Hashtag LBGTQ. Like, I don't know if you're trying to cancel me over that joke. I don't think that's gonna work, but good luck. I'm a friend of the gay DOC. I'm guessing since your thing says I'm a flag flying GOP hashtag KAG, my guess is gay Twitter is probably not gonna take you too seriously, but they don't care what you think. I'm a friend of gay Twitter. You are not, sir.
I'm just a humble servant of the Lord over here. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.